Welcome to our Q&A and one-on-one clearings. So, Eileen, here you are unmuted, Eileen.
Okay, hi.
So, what's happening?
There was a lot of shifts. I was working with someone last night and discovered I don't always know how to word this, but either myself in a past life or a definite relative back 4,000 years ago, like Moses times. And she mm-hmm. sold her soul. She definitely was a healer that went to the darkness. And the energy we were getting off of this session was that she felt so bitter and angry that she had done this, that she made everyone else's life hell. So she was that narcissist, victimizer, whatever. So that was being healed in me from there, right? And that was very powerful. But then today, the energy that would not still go away was... there was a couple of areas where everything you would say, you would almost like say what I was feeling, but the one that kept coming up was permanent healing. So I've had healers that wouldn't say that they could heal permanently. So then there's that's always sitting there that you can't have permanent heal. So again, then the abuser or whatever has control over you. And then
okay.
Dovetailing off that, I just want to know if you can listen in to what I said about this healer in the past. And my husband comes from very cult-like religious background, and they mm-hmm. have their names on a register and very, very tight-knit community, et cetera. And he left the church at 15, but he will not take his name off that register. And we're separated 3 years. I do all sorts of work to release or heal. What does God want? Mm-hmm. And during your whole call, I felt definite interference, and it's interesting, it's coming from my children, this church background that will not let healing happen, and it's like a permanent healing happen. So there's some kind of vow to the dark mm-hmm. side, you'll never leave this secret society. And then just this last little piece here, I feel led to apply for jobs at colleges, the environment empowers me, etc. But there's also some kind of link to this, I don't know if you know about whether I can prove it or not, but this Knights of Templar, Illuminata, Freemasonry mm-hmm. seems to be like an underground college campuses. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of fear, like, well, why am I going right into the lion's den? But I want to clear that, and or is that still, I don't want to have that power. You know what
okay.
I mean? So there's something still about the secret society, vow,
okay, cool. Just cool. I think about it and tune into your body and say what is the level of intensity when you feel it.
Well, it's only at a 5, probably because I'm a bit disassociated, but it's in my belly button, tops of my legs,
okay.
down through my feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, just be associate with it. Don't dissociate, associate with it. Fully embrace that negative aliens and manipulative, deceptive strategies, these black forces, dark forces. Tune into that.
Okay, it's raising, and it's like in the basements of colleges. It's in the underground, definite dark, dark.
Okay, what is the level of intensity?
It's like really only at a 7. I don't know why I can't get it to feel deeper.
It's okay. It's okay. 7 is also very, very high. Okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry they stole your free will.
I'm so sorry they stole your free will.
I'm so sorry they manipulated you.
I'm so sorry they manipulated you.
I'm so sorry they were smarter than you.
I'm so sorry they were smarter than you.
I'm so sorry they caused you so much pain.
I'm so sorry they caused you so much pain.
I'm so sorry they made you be their servant.
I'm so sorry they made you be their servant.
I'm so sorry they implanted your
something cut out. I didn't hear that.
Okay, I'm so sorry they implanted your consciousness to be loyal to them.
I'm so sorry they implanted your consciousness to be loyal to them.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are a divine being.
I am so sorry you forget that you are a divine being.
I'm so sorry you forget that your light is stronger than their darkness.
I'm so sorry you forget that your light is stronger than their darkness.
Okay, now we are going to the highest level. Okay, yes, your higher self is here, and all vows, all agreements that you will be their servant, that you will be manipulated, and that you will allow to them to put that manipulation implant in your body without your permission, without your will. Clear now. Clear. You are sovereign. You are free. No one is allowed to interfere in your field, and all implants of fear that keep you stuck in their possession, in, you know, them to control over your life. Okay, light, okay, light, bring it up, loud. Okay, all those, painful, implants and archetypal implants, programs of those NAA agenda. Clear, light. Show me, where is it in your body? Where it's stuck, light. Clear, it's for all of us, everywhere, where those implants of these negative aliens are stuck in our bodies, let's bring it to the light, okay? Pull it off, pull it out, okay? Don't have permission to interfere there.
Are you there, Ten? I lost you.
Tune into the intensity. Can you hear me?
I actually lost you, but I'm following it. I'm tracking it. It's lowering, and it's on a metabolic level is what I hear. So a cellular, metabolic.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So show me. Everywhere where they implant, that those implant, interfered with your metabolism, and that meant that they... it created your lowering energy and that connection with this Moloch siphoning energy. Let's bring it up. That's it. Yeah, we are going to light. Clear from all metabolic level. That's clear. Blood level. Blood sacrifice. And okay. What's that? Abraham. It's like in Bible, those when this black. That's cultish stuff. Okay, light. Let's go from your husband as well, and your children, that blood sacrifice that connected you to that dark grid, light. clear, light. How is now?
It's shifting, and I'm seeing, and it, I do feel for everyone, that fascial, like it is so embedded in the hidden parts of the body, the fluids of the body. The brain of the body. But then the other thing I still see is I see that we're disempowered over my husband with like a spell on him in his head. But then I see my children in a very weird way. Like, I don't know, in the Christmas Carol, there's something about the children that come out from under that black.
Yeah. Okay.
I see almost demonic yet. There.
Yeah, okay. We will do that everywhere where your children carry, it's for our children, were ritually abused and carry that implant of. Okay, let's bring that up. And that, how do you say, you know, in traditions, religion tradition, when it's circumcision. You know, when boy's penis is circumcised.
It's circumcised,
Children's, were they circumcised?
My son was. My daughter's a girl, obviously.
Okay,
actually,
okay,
wait. I heard a hit on female circumcision is done in the world, and oh my God, that is right in my gut.
And she was not. Done the female circumcision.
But energetically it was done.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's bring that up from your son and from your, and you know what? He like having sex with you. It's transferring all those negative stuff. Okay. Let's bring that, because this is the portal of consciousness. or to four devices. Okay, let's bring it up. Light. Bring it up, this circle. Yeah, okay. And that, because the circuits of energy in that sexual, it's distorted. All this sexual distort, it's for all of us. That is like carried in boys' circumcision, and your husband, he was or not circumcised.
Yeah, he was.
That's it. He carries that. Okay, light. Clear.
You're getting a real strong hit on the reverse abuse. Like most people think the fathers abuse the daughters, but I'm getting a reverse hit of the mothers abusing the sons sexually. And in churches, like my mother-in-law, their faith was supposed to travel somewhere and have their marriage anointed. So they did it like 20 years after they were married because of finances. And when she went there, they had a ceremony where they were supposed to clean their genitals, and someone manipulated her, you know? So it devastated her, but the father wouldn't leave the church because he was so embedded in that loyalty. So there's something about the reverse abuse.
Got it. I got it. Okay.
Wait, one more piece to it though. The ceremonial abuse of marriage.
Okay, cool. Let's bring it up. Everywhere where we experience, and that where we carry in our DNA, in our lineage, that ritual satanic abuse of our sexual energies, this our genitals, female misogyny. Okay, let's bring that up. In implants that are connected with you and bringing your lineage and all our lineage that carry that implant in our bloodlines, in our fluids, saliva and this semen and vagina fluids, okay? Like clear, okay? And all those connection, those portals and those dark parts, no, you don't have happy guns present, and no, you don't have permission to be there, clear. How is now?
It's dissolving, and I'm getting the energy of people being clipped out from behind their knees in shock when something was done so expectedly, like a son being abused by a male or a female, and people never even knew that men were sexually abused, you know, or shock energy right out behind the knees. And then I still see my husband kind of deer in a headlight standing there.
Okay, cool. So we are bringing all people and our version of ourselves that were shocked, that were ritually, sexually abused, particularly that is when we were children, because it's like a siphoning. Bring it up. Okay. Bring it everywhere where we experienced that shock. We were shocked, muted. Okay, when there is shock, it's like glass broken. So let's bring a lot of light from those souls, from all spaces, dimensions, and in between lives, in astral planes that are stuck there. They are still stuck in that moment and cannot go away because they are stuck, and frozen in that moment. Let's bring light. Okay, emissaries present and trace of light to bring them home. Okay, let's bring them home now. You're free. And white mapping over those other guys and alienation. No, you don't have permission to be there. Alienate, like a light clear. Okay, cool. How is now? I think we can.
The piece about being stuck in dimensions was it because that other person in the lineage is leaving, and the children and my husband are like calming down, like they woke up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then I'm feeling my knees, right behind the knees, is like draining out. I don't know if there's portals there, but otherwise it feels dispersed.
Whatever it is. Yeah, it's lighting and light, clearing and sealing. So show me all black holes and portals and wormholes to other fields and seal. Let's bring the divine light, God's sovereignty to feel and seal those portals. Okay, light clear. Okay, how is now?
That was it right there. Clear and seal the portals.
Yeah,
that was the cool piece. Wow.
Cool. Glad.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Let's go further. Okay, so I'm unmuting Jen. Hello, Jen. Hi, Jen. Jen is not here. Okay, she's chatting. This was, I felt so many shifts, plus nine. Okay, something is plus nine. Okay, Jen, I'm going to, you are unmuted. Can you speak, Jen? She cannot speak. Okay, we will come back to you. I will mute you now, and now Eileen. Eileen, hi. Hello.
Hi, this is your other Eileen. Eileen.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you already worked on the stuff I'm going to say, and it's similar to the other Eileen's when she said that will not let healing happen. So I don't know if I got this stuff cleared already today, but for mm-hmm. years I've been working on resistance to being healed physically. It's like desperate because basically I could say I could be in my life if I don't start receiving healing. And so really really was a big charge when you started the spiritual acceleration and said something that you will never ever accept healing. And before that energies, the manipulative energies make you believe that you do not want to heal. You're not receiving mm-hmm. healing at the level you can receive it. And so at the moment, the biggest thing, which is not my whole body thing, is I've been under for months now, particularly a bacterial infection. I have not been able to throw off, plus chronic virus, but the bacterial infection in my lungs and my teeth, in my lungs, I haven't been able to breathe well enough to take a walk. So I'm trying, and I can walk like 5 minutes and then try to rest, and it's really tough.
It's like chronic fatigue.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, everybody, so many people have chronic fatigue, and I had that when I used to work. There's no way I could.
Okay.
It's a dream form. It's massive, massive.
Okay, where it is?
Excuse me?
Where it is now, when you think about it, where it is now?
Feeling it in my heart center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just focus on your heart center. Okay, let's be in the heart. What is the level of intensity?
I would say about a nine.
Okay, just focus and say, I'm so sorry. You don't believe you can heal.
I'm so sorry you don't believe you can heal.
I'm so sorry. Their beliefs are diminishing your light.
I'm so sorry. Their beliefs are diminishing your light.
I'm so sorry you don't believe you deserve healing.
I'm so sorry you don't believe you deserve healing.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're helpless.
I'm so sorry you're helpless.
I'm so sorry you tried everything, but nothing worked for you.
I'm so sorry you tried everything, but nothing worked for you.
I'm so sorry feeling feels threatening.
I'm so sorry healing feels threatening.
I'm so sorry when you are sick, no one will hurt you.
I'm so sorry when you are sick, no one will hurt you.
Okay, let's now bring the, show me the lifetime when you when you decided that you will never ever heal yourself, that you will be sick because okay, what happened? Okay, abuse. Okay, cool. So when you were healthy, they were like abusing you and some crazy stuff that you wouldn't like, so you decided to be wounded, to be to be sick, so that they just leave you alone. Okay, why? And what? You had your healing powers, and you cursed your healing. Okay, what? Show me that white power. Wow, those agreements that you will curse your healing powers, inner healing powers. Clear. What happened? Okay, light. Okay, shooting, enlightening that lifetime. Okay, all those abusers from your field now. Clear. Okay, implants that are implanted in you, that you sabotage yourself, that you decide that you will be sick. Okay, light. Bring that up. Bring it up. Who put it there? Now you have to put it out. Light. Okay, reconnecting with your divine healer in you. It is safe now. It's new paradigm. It is safe. It is possible to heal yourself, and it is safe, and you can do it. Okay, reconnecting your higher self is sending you the light. Okay, connection. Yeah, okay, connection. Okay, connection. Yes, it is your job. It is your mission. And with patience and kindness toward yourself. Okay, light. Okay, how is now?
Much better.
Okay. How do you feel?
Much better. There's still something.
Let's check. What is it? Where is it? In heart?
Yes.
Okay, show me. What's that? Show me. All entities who are holding that. Okay. Wow, so great. Yeah, protection. Okay, now it's over. You don't have to protect her. Clear. Just go light and advance out of your heart. From back, from forth, and clear. From back, from forth, and clear. Clear. And reconnecting with your divine field of miracle. Of course, it is possible to heal anything, your body. Yeah. Okay. The light is igniting every cell. Yay. Yeah. The beautiful regenerative cells are regenerating. Yeah. Okay. Cool. How is now?
Great. It's beautiful.
You feel good?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So thank you. No problem. Thank you. And now is just a check, just a second. It was, I called, please help me. I called in. Okay. Jane Font. Jane, where are you? I cannot see you, Jen. Are you in? Let me check. Okay, Jen, unmuting you, Jen Fund. Hello, Jen. Hello, Jen. Are you in your cell phone? I don't know what number you are. Okay, I'm unmuted you, Jen. However, cannot hear you still. I'm so sorry. She cannot hear you. Okay. Here is a message from Jen. 954823 9548. Okay, let's 9548. Okay, I'm unmuting you. Hello, Jen. Start
Hi.
Now.
Hi, oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Did it. Yes, I can hear you. So, what's up?
Okay. So, I almost wonder if that's my own resistance, I swear. But anyway, okay, so here's my issue. And I've really had this my entire life, and it's really plaguing. It feels terrible. Okay. I am so uncomfortable with men that I like. Or I bring in wrong men. It's like I don't allow myself to go there. I feel shame. I feel embarrassment. I feel awkward. And I'm physically attractive. Men are attracted to me. There's no reason for it. I don't know internally what is inside of me that when a guy likes me, he's either a bad guy, okay, mm-hmm. Or if he's a good guy, I don't like him. And then if I like a man and I see that he's approaching me or flirting with me, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but the fear, the anxiety, the shame, it's like if there's something wrong with me, even in mm-hmm. sex, like I'm just going to put it out there because I'm ready to release this. Even in sex, okay. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. So where is it in your body?
I really don't know.
Okay, just tune into it.
Solar plexus.
Okay. And what is, think about that, what you just said. Think shame, deep shame, when men approach you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like inadequacy. I feel inadequate.
Yeah, you're
it's
not.
Solar plexus.
Yeah. Okay. Just focus. Yeah, what's the level of intensity?
Let's say an 8, and I'm like starting to shake already. I don't know why.
Yeah, the day I just started. You're nothing special. Okay, just focus on your heart and say, I'm so sorry. You don't feel good enough.
I'm so sorry. You don't feel good enough.
I'm so sorry. You carry the misogyny programs in your cells.
I'm so sorry you carry the misogyny program within. You can't breathe within yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, just breathe. Okay, I'm so sorry. Implants are distracting your, I'm so sorry. Artificial implants are distracting your female and male energies.
I'm so sorry that artificial implants are distracting your female and male energy.
Okay, now it's for all of us. Thank you very much. Okay, now show me everywhere in bodies where we carry NRG implants that distract our female and male energies that our implanted in our sexual organs to prevent us to feel pleasure and to be connected with our divinity. Yeah. Clear. Yeah, who put it there? Like, clear that. Uh-huh. And show me all those relationships, pathological relationship you were involved in different lifetimes and in this life ones, such as astral delusion relationship. Where you carry that in your body, show us, your higher self is showing us. Okay, it's for all of our field. Okay, let's bring those addiction to fantasy, Princess Code. Okay, let's bring those. Okay, light. Clear roles, clear those programs. Now clear hero, savior, night. Okay, show me that. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Okay, light. Clear those implant and program. Tyrant King, yes, Tyrant King, and you have to be submissive to this Tyrant King. Yeah, okay. Love and pleasure implant, that love is connected with pleasure. Not love, pain and pleasure stuff. It's like this 50 Shades of Grey. I was always asking, how is that possible that book became planetary popular, you know? And my friend was kind of addicted to that book. She couldn't stop reading it. So what's that? So it's actually these implants that distorted our sexuality, sexual energy, creating misogyny that We are clearing that now while I was talking. Yes, let's bring that up. This pain and pleasure and sexual distortion, and all artificial implants that distort your sexual energies and distort your female male relationship.
Hello?
Our others. Clear. Clear, all souls. Energies. How is now?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel, to be honest, in this moment.
Okay, let's bring you back. Let's bring you back, Jen. Bring your soul back. Okay, all those energies from other people, from your field, just like real, and bring you back. Okay. And ground you. Ground in organic Mother Earth, and it's an order, anything that is inorganic, interfering with male and female energies in your individual field and in our group field, now be released, transmuted. Okay, from your power center, releasing this tyrant knight, ice queen, superheroes, these dominant patriarchal male archetypes, from your power center, from our power center, okay, everywhere where you play that, and this distorted pain equals pleasure. No, it's not true. Okay, how is now?
Better. The only thing is I'm getting the word sick, like not well, not physically ill, but like a sick. The word sick came in, okay? So not
sick.
Not again, not physically ill, like maybe it's like a sick obsession.
I got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
okay. Everywhere where you were affected, and we were, this for whole our field, are affected with perverse sex. Yeah, okay. It's kind of perverse sex, pedophilia, and this negative ego agenda that is connected to justify this perverse sexual pleasure. Okay, that creates pain and not union between male and female. Let's bring that up. Okay, cool. How is now?
That feels much better. The only other thing that I want to say is also, like, again, for me, I still feel like tightness in the lower belly about being able to bring in, you know, somebody that is an amazing person who's loving, who's respectful, who's honoring, and I actually want that person. You know, there's like a disconnect there.
Yeah. Just focus on your heart center and solar plexus and that part, and say, I'm so sorry. Your female and male energies are disconnected.
Your female and male energies are disconnected.
I'm so sorry. You cannot establish a divine union between your female and male energies.
That really hurts to hear that. But
okay, I'm so sorry. You cannot. How do you say it? To establish a divine union.
I'm so sorry that you cannot establish a divine union with your feminine,
male and feminine energies.
But my male and feminine energy.
Okay. Now allow them to reconnect, to balance. Now,
just a little bit in the solar plexus.
Balancing. Yeah. Okay. Your higher self is balancing your male and female energies. Okay, and establishing the divine connection. Divine union is connecting with your heart. It's rising and they're meeting in your heart. Okay, heart is opening, inviting. Yeah, they're dancing and in meeting and inviting in your heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard I am not worthy.
Okay, just focus
on
your
heart. But I'm not worthy like that.
Yeah. Just say, give yourself a compassion. I'm so sorry you believe you're not worthy.
I'm so sorry you believe that you're not worthy.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to remove that implant of not worthy now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to remove the implant that you're not worthy now.
I'm so sorry you don't reconnect with divine spark in your heart now.
I'm so sorry you don't reconnect with the divine spark in your heart now.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of miracles.
That really like hit something. I'm so sorry you're afraid of divine miracles.
I'm so sorry you believed miracles are not possible for you.
I'm so sorry that you believe that miracles are not possible for you.
Yeah.
I feel better, but there's still something in my field that I don't know what it is. It's not sitting right.
Okay.
It feels just, solar flat. Still.
Solar plex and say, so sorry. I'm so sorry hidden block is preventing you that you believe in miracles.
I'm so sorry that hidden blocks are preventing you from believing in miracles.
I'm so sorry you don't order that block to be gone now.
I'm so sorry you don't order that block be gone now.
I'm so sorry you do not embody divine healer within you now.
I'm so sorry you don't embody the divine healer within you now.
I'm so sorry there is a hidden value in not being healed.
I'm so sorry there's a hidden value in not being healed.
Yeah, what will you do in your life if you don't, constantly healing yourself?
I felt something. I really felt that when you said it. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, healing junk.
Okay.
And everywhere where these addiction programs, these hidden manipulative addiction programs in the form of healing, I have to be healed. I search, it's for all of us. we are healing. I also find myself in the role of healing junkie. Oh my God, it will never be, I will never be healed. Okay, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry you're afraid of healer knower. Okay, I'm so sorry you are afraid of stepping into your powerful healer role.
I'm so sorry you're afraid of stepping into your powerful healer
role. Yeah,
that's something there.
Yeah, cool.
I'm afraid. Yeah, I feel it. Can you tell me why? Is there like a trauma or something?
Okay. Let's show me all lifetime space dimensions. When you were a healer and you experienced tremendous trauma, your loved ones were hurt, and you vowed that you will never ever be powerful healer, that you cursed your healing abilities. All of us did that, you know. We were not in this call if we don't carry that pattern. Okay, light. clear. Okay, now, okay, all resistance toward healing yourself completely, yeah, and toward acknowledging your path you are at, you know, you just like seeking the perfection. You're not doing job you are supposed to do, whatever it is, you know, to step into your divine Lord, to serve higher people, you know, higher people, wider population.
I know what you mean.
And I can say, okay, yeah, my English or whatever. Yeah, right.
No, you're good. I understand you. I understand you. As long as I understand, we're good.
Yeah, so now you don't have to be perfect. Embody that. You don't have to be perfect to show up. To show up and to step to be seen. Yeah, that's it. I'm so sorry you're scared to be seen.
Yeah, I am. I'm so sorry you're scared to be seen. Hello?
Yeah, how is now?
Yeah. Much
is
better.
It okay?
Thank you.
Much better. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, show up. Show up. Huh?
Okay. I mean, there's okay. So just, I don't mean to take up your too much time, but what I feel really is anxiety in the belly about showing up. Like, I feel better, yeah. But it's not there yet.
Oh, cool. Focus on that anxiety. Feel that anxiety. And by the way, people, that is the process you do with yourself. You are powerful healers. And if I can do it, you can do it as well. You know, I was totally left-brained and scientifically oriented. So if I could learn that, you are much better, I suppose, because you're much longer than me in that stuff. So the point is to feel. Now focus on your belly and say, anxiety, that anxiety. Feel that.
Anxiety, that anxiety.
Fear, that fear, just feel it. Fear,
fear
that fear.
Fear.
Shame, that shame.
Shame, that shame.
Terror, that terror.
Terror, that terror.
Anger, that anger.
Anger, that anger.
Hate, that hate.
Oh, hate, that hate.
Powerlessness, that powerlessness.
Powerlessness, that powerlessness.
Not good enough, not...
Not good enough, not good enough. You cut out, but I heard part of it.
Okay. It is not personal.
It is not personal.
And I'm willing to experience it now.
I'm willing to experience it now.
Take a deep breath and experiencing. The point is not to escape your body. Be in that. Feel that pain. Give yourself compassion or do this process. It's my friend Gulara show me and teach me how to do that. And it worked. So, yeah, just feel it and release it. Release. Allow yourself to release it. It's not personal, and you're willing to experience it now. Okay. How is it, Jane?
Better. Thank you.
Yeah, it's still a releasing. Just be in that part. If you need, just repeat one more time. One more time with that anxiety, that fear, that shame, that blame, that guilt, that not being good enough. Oh, and all manipulation that you carry, that implants of manipulation, let's just bring that out, bring all energies that are not you, all artificial, inorganic energies from your power center, from our power center now. Clear. And reconnect with the heart. Clear. Yeah.
Very nice.
Wow. Thank yeah, so that's much. Better, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow, I can feel like I can breathe.
Yeah,
thank
just
you.
Breathe it, and we are going, I will mute you now. Thank you, Jen. Lena.
Hi.
Hello, Lena.
I'm calling in on my mom's phone, that's why I said Mary. There's a different things. My digestion is, there's a problem with my digestion, and I'm wondering, I'm doing all this healing, but I'm wondering, like, am I receiving anything, or do I have a block in regards to
okay.
healing? Mm-hmm, and then the abuser role, I know that I'm abusing myself and I also abuse others. And then I'm wondering, like, what is preventing me from stepping into my mission and moving forward with my life? There's fear around that. And then also there's something with men. When I like a guy, I'm obsessively, I obsess about him. It's almost like, it's like, what do you call it? Chronic.
Yeah.
And I can't get out, I'm working with it, so it's better, but it's like, I can't get him out of my mind. And I'm like wondering, what is it in me that gets so attracted to a man and he likes me at first and then he kind of goes away in a way. He doesn't like
okay, that. Okay, cool. Let's first do the guy. Okay. Just tune into the, think about that guy, how you're obsessed with a guy and, yeah, tune into that now.
Okay,
where is it in your body?
In my throat.
Okay,
and there's something with my gums also. There's something with my gums. And I think that's related. I'm wondering.
Yeah, okay. I'm not familiar with this, but I'm going to learn that and you're all going to receive it because I'm just doing that program. And you will receive that for teeth, so don't worry about your teeth. So just be in your throat. Yeah, and gums are... Okay, is this about decisions? Okay, no. Just focus on that and say, I'm so sorry you are caught in an alien love bite program.
I'm so sorry you are caught in an alien love bite
program.
That was the last program.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you are obsessed with men who you know, like.
I'm so sorry you are obsessed with men that you like.
Okay. I didn't ask you, what is the level of intensity in your throat?
It's hard to say. It's almost like I feel like I have a band there, maybe 9.
Okay. Just focus on that. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You are
disconnected from your true voice.
You're disconnected from your true voice.
I'm so sorry. You're disconnected from your true needs.
I'm so sorry you're disconnected from your true needs.
I'm so sorry you're not aware what your true needs are.
I'm so sorry that you're not aware of what your true needs are.
I'm so sorry you are afraid to look. What prevents you? Yeah, what blocks you?
I'm so sorry that you're afraid to look at
what blocks you. Yeah, okay, cool. So now it's amplified, right? Sensation. Okay, when you felt that kind of sensation for the first time, how old were you?
Probably very little. I don't know. I can feel it in my stomach now.
Yeah, okay.
In my female parts.
Yeah. Okay. What happened? How old were you and what happened?
I don't know what happened. I wonder if something happened to me when I was medicated. I was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Yeah, it's connected with that. Yeah, it's still there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring that up. Okay, light. Bring it up. Bring all those traumas. Okay, and show me. Okay, let's bring it up. Okay, all those traumas, like from all lifetimes based events, realities, medication and abusing when your body was abused by dark forces when you were medicated and search. Okay, light, bring those up, light. When you could not speak for yourself. Okay, everywhere where you were shut off, your throat and power center were abducted against your will. Okay, light, manipulated. Okay, let's bring that up. Just be in your body. Okay, let's come into DNA, all those pain and suffering, deception. And all those sexual misery programs. Okay, that were enforced on you. Okay, and everywhere where you carry, it's for our field. Thank you very much for showing up for our field, where we carry this child abuse trauma, sacrifice. For the moral greed. You felt sacrificed, right?
I feel a little bit sacrificed, yes.
Yeah, okay. Like, okay. All those implants and... Clear. How is now?
I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering about that abuser, because I know I do that to others, and I abuse myself. Why can't I stop? And I do it with food. Why can't I just stop? It's like,
okay. Something is pushing you to do that against yourself. Okay, show me, what's that? Super consciousness, higher L, your higher self. Let's show us. And if you see some picture, whatever it does, it doesn't matter if it has a connection with this lifetime or whatever, just say, if you say something. Okay, show me, bring to surface subconscious programs that sabotage you. That is, and all implants, archetypal implants, it's for all of us that sabotage our healing, our full healing, our connection with the divinity. Okay. From this first chakra, base chakra, and section. Deep breath. Now we are going to bring that to the surface. Okay, wow, to agreements that we will be unconscious and allow that to happen to us. Clear. Wow, how is now?
It's good, but I didn't see anything. It's almost like I'm blinded, kind of like. Of course, I have my eyes shut. It's like I'm not allowed to see in a way.
Yeah, okay. Everywhere where you were not allowed to see, where you were manipulated to be blind of what is happening to when you were blinded and bound into materialism. It's for all of us, okay? When our negative ego programs and other implants bonded us and blinded us with materialistic reality, so we disconnected from our truth, from doing the right things. So we abused others, okay? All those, yeah, and we became portals for dark forces to abuse others through us, like clear in between lives, in astral plane, and everywhere where your life is stuck and doesn't know to come back home. Let's open that. We are calling upon higher council to show our souls the frequency, and that come back home. Yeah. Okay. How is now?
Feeling good.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, okay, it's different. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you.
I'm muting you. Who is now here? Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got a. I think when I'm speaking and somebody disagrees or somebody does something which or say something which I don't agree with. You know, it's like an emotional outburst, if you like. I could feel it in my arms, you know, it goes up. And, you know, I can't seem to control it. It just comes. So it's a big disadvantage, obviously, in meetings. And even if I'm just answering an email which somebody said which I don't agree with, or somebody's trying to tell me you're wrong or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, just tune into that and see what is the level of intensity. Somebody's not agreeing with you. So how do you feel? Where is it in your body?
Yeah, it's probably in my arms and coming up.
Yeah, and how is what is the level of intensity? Just be in that. Don't go out of your body.
Like a 10.
Cool. Okay, be in that. So we are going to track where that come from. Okay, show me lifetimes when you were weak. You were so weak. When you were weak and you were infiltrated. Okay. Like. Okay. Is this lifetime? Yeah. This lifetime. So, okay. As well. Like. Okay, show me lifetime space dimension realities. Clear. Okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry they weakened you.
I'm so sorry they weakened you.
I'm so sorry they manipulated you.
I'm so sorry they manipulated you.
I'm so sorry they manipulated your impulse control.
I'm so sorry they manipulated your impulse control.
I'm so sorry they implanted you with energetic drain system.
I'm so sorry they implanted you with energetic drain system.
Okay, by low impulse control. Okay, now show me that. Where is it? In your arms. And okay. I'm so sorry they abused your sexual energies.
I'm so sorry they abused your sexual energies.
I'm so sorry they abused your spiritual energies.
I'm so sorry therefore they abused your spiritual energies.
I'm so sorry that energetic drain takes you off course. You have to be.
I'm so sorry that energetic drain takes you off course.
Okay, everywhere where this low impulse control is draining your energy and preventing you. Okay, show me that. Where is it in your bodies? Okay, and preventing you to do what you need to do. Okay, light. Clear. Yeah, and you're in some kind of healing business. Are you in a...
No, I'm not.
And I'm some kind of...
I'm into different healing. Being healed, if you like, rather than healing business myself. No.
And doing something with people.
I work as in software with people. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Banks or customers.
Okay, light, clear, okay. Okay, check now. Think about that something doesn't agree with you. Someone doesn't agree with your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better, I think.
Doesn't How is, what is the level of intensity?
Probably a 3.
Okay, cool. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry She controlled you.
I'm so sorry she controlled you.
I'm so sorry by controlling you, she abused you.
I'm so sorry by controlling you, she abused you.
I'm so sorry you carry so much anger in your body.
I'm so sorry you carry so much anger in your body.
I'm so sorry you cannot forgive her.
I'm so sorry you cannot forgive her.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to forgive her.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to forgive her.
I'm so sorry your wounds are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry your wounds were stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry her wounds were stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry her wounds were stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
Okay, now all your mom's energy from your field out. Yeah, it's some kind of female stuff. Like light. You're in bed and your co-workers. Okay, how is now?
Yeah, I think it's good.
What is the level?
Probably gone.
Probably or gone.
I think it's gone. It's the release. It's
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to mute you now. And Lena was here. Elana. Hello, Elana. Did we speak?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Elana.
Okay. I don't even, there's so many things. A lot of anger and a lot of fear of people and wanting to hide, disconnect from people.
Okay, tune into that fear and say, where is it in your body and what is the level of intensity?
So high intensity, so I'm going to say at least an 8.
And where it is?
Mostly solar plexus.
Okay, tune into that solar plexus and say, I'm so sorry you're scared of people.
I'm so sorry that you're scared of people.
I'm so sorry they hurt you so many times.
I'm so sorry they hurt you so many times.
I'm so sorry you carry your lineage wounds.
I'm so sorry you carry your lineage wounds.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to release it now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to release it now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow light from your heart to transmute pain and fear now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow light from your heart to transmute pain and fear now.
Okay, how is... Hello,
I feel like it's lighter.
Okay, then we are going to do one more thing. Check it. Let's bring all people who you were in interaction, you played abuser role, they abused you or you abused them. Let's bring it up to the surface. That's for all of us. Wow, those agreements between you, that you will interfere in each other's field, that you will abuse, that you will transmit pain, perpetuate these drama roles, this negative agenda, dark forces, be dark forces conductor, like clear, and from your power center, let's clear all abusers' energy of all other people. Light, clear. It's for your lineage, DNA, quickly fear from your DNA, clear, and give back to you your power. Again, okay, how is now?
Oh, much better, much, much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Oh, mute, I'm muting you. It's just a second. Elana, thanks, Elana. Neil went, Lena went, there is one phone, 1006, who is that? One cell phone is still holding. I'm unmuting 180563. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. So, welcome, and what can we do for you?
Hi, this is Trinity. I was talking to you at the beginning of the call.
Okay.
I feel like I'm wearing a hood,
mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way down over my shoulders, and it's the clearing before you started. Before you started today, I was at a 9 because I was getting a lot of I'm getting a lot of negative thought forms. And I know they're not real. And I want to be really, clear. I'm not suicidal. And if I need to go to the hospital or something, I will. I know it's not mine. Both of my parents were.
Thank you for sharing that. We will do it for us. First, we will go. When someone kills themselves or murdered himself. Yeah, that's energy, what we are carrying. So let's bring that up. Wow, those agreements between you and your parents and from all lifetime space dimension realities for all of us, that we will kill ourselves, okay? Well, implants of killing ourselves. Let's clear that, clear. Okay, where are they? Show me. They're stuck there. Okay, light. Bringing them home. Now, let's come home, okay, light, okay, tracing all those energies of your parents and for suicidal souls, they could not bear the pain, let's bring them up, okay, all you who are stuck in the middle realms, in between lives, in astral planes, and you do not, in that false matrix, then you don't know how to come back home, that you killed because you were manipulated and you experienced tremendous pain. Clear that, all pain, clear, light, and bring them home. Now we are going home, okay? Emissaries, loved ones, they're showing you way home, okay? From your field, your parents' energies are now cleared, wow, those agreements that you will carry that implant of suicide. Okay, light, clear.
It is for my children.
Yeah, it's for your children as well, because you are more powerful than those implants. Go, show me in your...
Well, you cut out.
Where we carry that implant that we will be suicidal and that we will allow ourselves to be manipulated with frequencies, with false manipulation matrix. clear, light, clear. Okay. Cool. Okay. And the thoughts, okay, obsessive compulsive thoughts from our field, light, clear, dismantling vortexes of light, clearing, okay, swirling, clearing, transmuting. Okay, amplifying, strengthening the belly shield around us. Okay, clear all programs that are not serving us. Low aggressional energy, dark network, clear light. Okay, cool. Check now, please.
I'm just like so much heat is just coming off of my body. The thing that's happening still is I have multiple exes who were abusive, you know, to help reinforce the pattern of me being abandoned and rejected and not by my parents, you know? So, but my exes still hate me. They were abusive, but they hate me. And
let's bring those. Their energies are still in your field, so bring the energies of your exes. It's for all of us, all our exes. Okay, light, clear. Wow, those agreements between you and them now, clear, clear, clear. Let's bring those implants of sexual misery that is in our field, in your field. Let's bring it up. Show us where you carry that in your body. Okay, and your axis, that sexual misery implants, like, clear. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, any manipulation with your sexual energies that are feared. Yeah, clear.
Maybe cut out again.
Oh.
Hi. Yeah, you cut out for a second there.
Yeah, my phone is cutting off. So how is now?
It's lowered. It's lowered a lot. I still feel a lot of heat releasing off my body, and I know that my most, well, actually, no, my exes don't want to let me go. They still don't want to let me go. It's like, okay. I'm married to them, but I'm not married.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, like those agreements between you and your ex is now cleared. Okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you do not reconnect with divine healer in you now.
I'm so sorry you don't reconnect with the divine healer in you now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you clear all connection with your exes now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow the divine healer within you to clear all connections to your exes now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry you do not.
Ouch.
Yeah?
Ow, 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 that hurts.
Where?
It hurts in my heart. And yeah, I just heard, I just heard, who are you?
Yeah, okay, yes. I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your connection now. Hello?
I'm here. I'm so sorry you don't allow to heal
your heart. Your heart to heal your connection with your exes now.
I'm so sorry you do not allow your heart to heal your connections with your exes now.
Okay, just breathe.
There's a lot of pressure on my head.
Okay. Allow your divine healer from your heart to heal that pressure. Just allow. Your heart is opening, our hearts are opening, and the divine healer in ourselves, in our heart, is rising like a phoenix, you know, that energy of resurrection, energy of new life, new bond, new strength. Allow that energy of divine healer in you to heal your head, to heal your relationship, to heal your reality, to heal your body. And take a deep breath. And how do you feel now?
The pain is gone. There's still a little bit of sensation in my back and the back of my neck, like my heart is closed in the back.
Okay, everywhere where you took the pain and suffering of your lineage and your exes, and your let's clear that. Okay, no, it's not your responsibility, it's not your guilt. Light, clear. And all portals now closed, sealed, healed, and closed. Okay, how is now?
That's much better. Yeah, I feel like there's a tiny bit left, but I feel better. It doesn't feel like I'm wearing a hood anymore.
Okay, and just reconnect with your amplified, your 12D shield. No, the David star, Merkaba star up, 12 inches below. It's platinum light around.
You cut out again.
Okay, light. It's amplifying, it's protecting you. It is your light. Okay, no one is allowed to intrude your field. You are your divine healer. You are sovereign. You are God. You are free. Okay. How is now?
I feel like I'm shaking. So I think it just needs a minute. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
In my lower back, yeah. That feels like I have support.
Yeah.
Me.
And remember, yeah. You are your divine healer. Allow your heart, and whatever you feel, tune into your heart, and your heart, the divine healer that is in your heart, will heal anything. You just order what you want to heal, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And thank you, guys. It was a trip. It was a great call. Thank you very, very much. And I'm hitting the end recording button now. So thank you very much for sharing, for participating, and love and blessing to all of us.